This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Batting left-handed against Riley O'Brien. Ground ball hit to Sajacy to second out. On to first. Double play. And a Redbird winner.
It's always fun to end a game on a doubleheader. On a double play in a doubleheader. We need more doubleheaders. We need some daytime doubleheaders coming up here, Amy.
You know, if you didn't end the game on a doubleheader, that would imply a tripleheader.
That's true.
Yeah.
You can't play three games in one day.
It's too much.
The union would never allow it. It's time to talk some baseball and some sports. We got Matt Pauly, host of Sports Open Line, the Redbird Rush Hour at 5 o'clock when Cardinals pregame does not get in the way, and pre- and post-game coverage. He's with us now on KMOX. Hello, Matt.
No intro. You're calling double plays.
We don't know,
headers.
Dude. We've had a AD's bad 5
yelling
minutes.
Yelling the weather sponsor while yeah. laughing. What well, is going on?
We've had a bad 5 minutes.
Pauly's a great name.
I wasn't laughing, was I? So what happened? There's just a lot of papers. Matt printed out a lot of papers.
We don't like to have a lot of papers in front of us.
They like to be unprepared. So I'll do no papers.
No, it's not unprepared. It's called improvising.
It's improvising and. And Matt, sometimes when there are too many papers in front of you, you can't find the one you need.
That's right. And I'll just say this. The fact that Matt is here right now leads me to believe, Matt, that you did not win the Powerball.
I would still be. I did buy Powerball tickets. Okay. There would be things in my life that would change if all of a sudden I was a billionaire. But I honestly say this. I would still be talking to you right now.
And that's madness. Wow. That's complete madness on your part.
You don't need to talk to us.
And it's selfish. It's a selfish thing to want to continue to work because all you're doing is taking a job away from somebody who needs one.
Oh.
I like this too much.
Too bad. I mean,
Matt, don't let him bully. Hey, you can't bully someone who's worth $500 million, Ronj. Take a back seat.
Well, he needs to take a back seat and enjoy his money and let somebody else have a job.
Like, my wife and I actually did that conversation of, like, if we won this money, what would change? And there would be things that would change for both of us.
Yeah, yeah.
But me at KMOX would not change.
That's wild. Just absolutely wild.
Boring!
Let's talk about the Cardinals.
Cardinals,
you want to talk about something fun? How about the Cardinals?
They didn't take a backseat yesterday.
Yeah, they won 2 of 3. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, you know, I ran the numbers. I tweeted this out last night. So over the last 6 games, the last 2 series, against the A's, they were outscored 13-10. Against the Giants, they were outscored 13-9. So over the last 2 series, they've been outscored 26-19. However, they've won 4 of 6, winning 2 of 3 in both of those series.
Well, and the Giants have been playing pretty good ball, too.
Yeah, they've been one of the hottest teams in baseball. They were making a legitimate run for the wild card. Let's be honest, the Cardinals stole one in game number 2, down 2-0, going to the 9th inning. And then all of a sudden, a closer comes in and can't throw strikes, and Cardinals take advantage of it. So I give all the, that's one of those where the Giants walk out of there feeling like they should have won two of three because they're going to feel like they should have won that game. But how many times this year have the Cardinals lost a game like that and you feel like, well, they should have won two of three? So, it all evens out at the end of the season.
So the Cardinals right now, they are back to 500, 72 wins, 72 losses, 4.5 games out of a wild card spot. I know it's... I think we know what's likely going to happen here. How good would they have to play? What sort of baseball do you believe they'd have to play to even have a real shot in that final week? Are we looking at like 700 ball?
I don't. I mean, it depends on what happens with these other teams. Like the Mets are about to play the Phillies. So if the Mets do not perform well against a really good Phillies team, well, then that change. So I don't think the Cardinals can play 700 ball. So let's, like, what is the Cardinals' ceiling? Is the Cardinals' ceiling coming out and basically, winning every series from here to the end of the season? Even that seems like a lot, but that's like 600 ball. If they do that, I think the conversation is more like, well, then what do the Mets need to do? What do the Reds need to do? What do the Giants need to do? Yada, 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 to figure out what it would look like. Because I don't want to put these extreme things on the Cardinals where they're just, that's just not going to happen.
When you guys are looking at the standings, because it feels, I think of people not being in the stands, right, at Busch Stadium. And the discussion around the Cardinals has been, let's say, down. You can say, well, it's been a little down, a little negative from some fans. They're playing 500 ball. It's not the worst team of all time, right? You're playing 500 ball. You're going to win some series like this. You're going to lose some, but they're not the Pirates. They're not the Rockies. But when we're looking at the Cardinals' record, are you more concerned with the 500 number, or are you more concerned with the fact that they're 17 back from the Brewers? Is that why it feels like a bad season?
This Brewers thing is weird, and they're playing great baseball. The Cardinals need to be better than being just a 500 team. That's what fans want, right? Like just being a 500 club and sort of kind of being in contention for a playoff spot, but not really being in contention for a playoff spot. Right now, that's not good enough. Now there is this whole thing of not showing up to games and everything. It has taken another life in this city, and it's sort of a weird thing to watch how the whole thing is playing out. But the Cardinals, they do need to get to a point where they are once again very much contending to win the division and very much contending to go on deep playoff runs. And that's going to be the goal of Heim Bloom and everybody else that's being brought in or has been brought in to the organization. So I guess from a right now standpoint, not to answer your question, Amy, like neither of those things, I don't sit here and lament the fact that they're 17 games back of the Brewers, because this team was never this year going to be a team that was playing, was on a 100 win pace. So the fact that the Brewers are, that doesn't bother me. I like the fact that the Cardinals are still kind of sticking around and playing hard down the stretch. I don't like the fact that it doesn't seem like they're going to be a playoff club this year, and I remain very optimistic about the team's long-term future under a new president of baseball operations.
So 18 games left. What's the most important thing that they can accomplish with those 18?
Yeah, I get asked that question a lot, and we're at the point now where, I mean, are there some things that some individuals can do that would be nice to finish off the season? Like if Jordan Walker had a nice weekend, he had the big walk-off hit the other day, looked all right at the plate yesterday. If he has a strong 18 final games, is that good? Yes, but does it mean anything going into next year? Like, no, I don't think at this point, over 18 games, any player can do anything that really changes it. So I guess more than anything else is, I would like this team to continue to play games that matter, where they're not eliminated from the playoffs, as long as possible. And if they can do that, I think that's the thing. At this point, at 10:41 a.m. on, what's the date? On the 8th of September, that's the thing that I think has the most value.
All right, college football. Mizzou with a pretty big win over the weekend. They defeat.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, they beat KU. Fun game. Mm-hmm. So they've put themselves in the top 25, Fighting Illini. By the way, top 10. They're number 9 in the country. But that was a big border war win for Mizzou.
It was, and it was a back and forth game. And I give them all the credit in the world because they scored to take the lead late. But it, you know, was less than a touchdown, and then they gave the ball back to Kansas, and then they stopped Kansas, and they forced Kansas to punt, and that was it. And then they end up scoring again, and all of a sudden it's an 11-point game. That final score is not indicative of the type of game that was. Kansas obviously got out to a very big lead in the early on before Mizzou came back. So heck of a win for the Tigers. Very good for college football. Yeah, I think people starting to realize how great of a rivalry and how much hatred there is between these two programs, and part of it is the fact that the rivalry was gone so long. I give SEC Network and SEC Nation and Paul Feinbaum and all those folks credit for choosing to be in Columbia, and that put even more of a spotlight on this game and what it means in the world of college football and college athletics. So It took a little while for them to start playing again, and I understood that from Kansas's standpoint. Missouri leaves the Big 12 Conference. When teams leave a conference to go somewhere else, there's going to be hurt feelings, and it's going to take a while for the rivalries to come back. But now that rivalry is back, and it's good for college athletics.
Yeah, it was a little nerve-wracking at the beginning. I thought, oh, my gosh, Mizzou is going to lose this game to Kansas. Mm-hmm. That is not good. I was already thinking that they were going to be in real trouble with the standings and so forth, but they pulled it
through.
They're
down 21-6.
I know it. Yeah. I honest to goodness thought this was going to be one of those games that we have to talk about. Like, oh, Mizzou, this is what's wrong with Mizzou. Why can't they live up to the hype? But they did pull out the victory, and rushing yard leaders going into the second week for the SEC. Mizzou's got a couple in Ahmad Hardy and Jamal Roberts with big games.
Yeah, they just they're doing a nice job on the ground. Look, and then you got a quarterback who goes out and throws for 330 yards and 3 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. That was a complete offensive. When you score 42 points, that's what's going to happen. You're going to have some really gaudy numbers. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, whether it's college football or whether it's we saw a couple NFL games yesterday. With the Sunday nighter last night was incredible. That Jets Steelers game, the Steelers were down double digits going into the fourth quarter. If you know how to, manage yourself appropriately, you can come back from deficits in the game of football, and we've seen that a lot so far this year.
So what I understand now from the beginning of the football season, professional football, is that the Chiefs are no longer good. So Kansas City lost to the Chargers in Brazil on Friday night. So is this the beginning of the end for the Chiefs?
No.
Oh. Well, why not?
Because they still have a lot of really good players, and they're going to be fine.
Like,
and
who?
If
Travis Kelce's going to get married. He's old now. He doesn't care about football. He only cares about Taylor. Patrick Mahomes is washed.
Yeah, injuries. Right. Rashee Rice out.
Yeah, Rashee Rice is out.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, this Chiefs team does have slow starts sometimes, and they tend to go on and have very good runs. So I don't think – I wouldn't choose the Chiefs right now as my favorite to win the Super – I was watching that Sunday night game last night, and it actually went through my mind a couple times.
How much fun was that, by the way?
Yeah. Oh, that was incredible. Yeah. That was one of my look, I can be a prisoner of the moment with the best of them, but as I sat and watched that game last night, it was just so much fun, and I found myself kind of like almost like yelling in wow. Like, I didn't care who won, and I just so enjoyed watching that game. But I think right now, as it sits, both the Buffalo Bills and Baltimore Ravens are better football teams than the Kansas City Chiefs.
I think Grange might be right. I think it might be the beginning of
the
end
for Kansas City
Chiefs. I know. I was talking to some longtime Chiefs fans, like the ones that suffered for 30 years. They feel a little betrayed because the whole Taylor Swift thing has brought in a new wave of Chiefs fans that don't get it, haven't suffered.
It's over.
And this is what they said. They said the Chiefs are boring. They're winning and they're boring.
They didn't win Friday.
But like last year when they were winning, weren't exciting games. Do you think the Chiefs were boring on Friday?
I didn't watch all that. I was doing Cardinals that night.
Yeah.
So I would be disingenuous to say that I was sitting there watching every single down of that game. I wasn't. But I, in general, if I take a step back, no, I do not think the Chiefs are boring.
I bet you right now. So you weren't doing the thing where you had the Chiefs game on the TV in the broadcast booth, because I guarantee you there were several broadcast booth televisions around the country that were tuned in to the NFL game. Because if you believe it or not, as much as you think baseball people, and they are paying attention to what's going on in the field, they're also keeping an eye on football.
I was in the Cardinal radio booth for almost the entire game on Friday night, and none of the broadcasters had it on, but I can tell you there was at least one computer in the broadcast booth from a non-broadcaster. I'm not here to throw anybody under the bus.
It happens.
There was at least one laptop computer in the Cardinal broadcast booth that had the Chiefs game on.
And around the country, that's probably the case, I guarantee you. Hey, real quick, a note about the game last night, the Bills-Ravens game. So the Bills are the fourth team in the last 25 years, fourth team to be down by at least 15 points with 4 minutes left to go and win. Yeah. It's only happened four times. All those
they
games that have
two
happened.
Two touchdowns and a field goal in 3 minutes and 56 seconds.
Gosh.
What a game, man.
Yeah.
That was
Matt Prater comes on. Not too often
he's
look
100.
At a pro athlete and go, that dude looks older than me. That dude looks older than me.
Fun start to
the
season.
That's why you're
man.
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
Yep.
That's what they say. That's what Carrie Underwood says.
Matt Pauly, fun start to the NFL season. Now just get ready for the worst game of the whole weekend. It'll be tonight. So
I'll be praying for you, Ron.
Yeah, thank you, buddy. I appreciate you. Matt Pauly, we will be listening in tonight. It is a late pregame. Because the Cardinals are in Seattle. They got the Mariners. 7:45 pregame show, 8:40 first pitch, and you will have that pregame tonight.
Yeah, Redbird Rush Hour, Sports Open Line, lots of Cardinals, long day, but that's all right.
A lot of Matt Pauly
tonight.
Remember,
I'd be here if I won the lottery.
Crazy.
That's dedication. I would not be here.
Thanks, Matt.
You talk about prisoner of the moment.
Yo, Pauly, your sister's with me. I'll call you back later. See you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.